Welcome to your deep dive. Today we are going to be exploring the world of cloud computing, AI, and SaaS ecosystems. You could think of it as a crash course in how to play the game, but the rules have changed. It's not just about products anymore, it's about building entire digital empires. And the guide for this journey is War of the Ecosystems, an audiobook by Dr. Alejandro Canonero.
It's a fascinating read. And Dr. Canaro himself is quite the character.
Yeah.
He doesn't really fit the typical tech guru mold. He started from very humble beginnings in Argentina
Yeah.
and kind of,
Yeah.
really had to fight his way up, ended up leading global teams at Google and Amazon. He even finds time to be a certified Iron Man and shark diver.
That's right. I think that's what makes his perspective so valuable. He's not just an academic. Talk about theory. He's been in the trenches, leading teams, making tough decisions. So you get the sense that he really understands what it takes to win in these really competitive landscapes.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's interesting is how his own journey kind of mirrors that core message of we're the ecosystems. It's about resilience, adaptability, and constantly kind of pushing yourself beyond your comfort zone. It's the same kind of grit, I think, that businesses need to survive, let alone thrive in this new digital age.
So let's jump right into it. Dr. Canonero argues that cloud, SaaS, and AI aren't just tech buzzwords. They're the actual battleground for this new kind of business war. And the stakes, dominance in a world where if you're isolated, you get left behind.
Exactly. The old way of doing business, where companies operate in these silos, that's fading fast. Today, it's about building platforms, creating ecosystems that connect different groups and generate value through those connections. Think about Uber, for example. They completely disrupted the transportation industry, not by just creating a better taxi service, but by building a platform that connects riders and drivers in a totally new way.
And that's just one example. You see it everywhere, from Salesforce connecting businesses with customers to Airbnb connecting travelers and hosts. Even Apple, a company that we think of for its hardware, has built this powerful ecosystem around its app store, connecting developers and users. It's about creating this network effect where the value of the platform grows exponentially with each new participant.
Yeah, and that's where understanding the technology becomes really crucial. We hear all these terms like cloud native architectures, multi-homing, hybrid cloud. But what do they really mean? And how do they fit into this bigger picture of ecosystem warfare?
Dr. Canonero does a great job of kind of demystifying these concepts, making them accessible, even if you're not a tech expert. He uses this analogy that I thought was really helpful. He compares an operating system, something we use every day, to a two-sided market.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah, he explains how an operating system connects users with application developers and how that creates value for both sides. It's a simple concept, but it really highlights how platforms are everywhere, working behind the scenes to connect these different groups and facilitate interactions.
And he takes it even further by explaining how this dynamic plays out in the cloud. Cloud marketplaces like AWS and Azure are essentially two-sided markets as well. They connect businesses looking for software solutions with the developers who are creating those solutions.
And the more users a platform has, the more attractive it becomes to developers, which then attracts even more users. It creates this really powerful network effect that we were talking about and this self-reinforcing cycle that just drives growth and dominance. But there's a catch. Managing these complex ecosystems is not easy.
Dr. Canera doesn't shy away from the challenges at all. He gets real about the complexities of managing these partnerships, navigating trust issues, and constantly adapting to these rapid changes. He even shares some specific challenges he faced in his own career, like dealing with slow communication from vendors and the constant struggle to just get like clear answers. I don't know, trying to manage a massive group project. But on a global scale, you've got all these different players with different agendas, constantly shifting priorities, and this like constant need to stay ahead of the curve.
He describes it as being in a constant state of flux. But amidst all of this chaos, he also outlines some really clear strategies for thriving. He stresses the need for agility, continuous innovation, and forming strategic alliances. It's not enough to simply build an ecosystem. You have to master the art of competition within it. And this is where AI comes into play. Absolutely. AI is not just a feature, it's the defining force that's reshaping these ecosystems. It's embedded in everything, from the cloud platforms themselves to the applications they're built on top of them. It's driving innovation and creating entirely new ways to connect, compete, and deliver value. I mean, think about how AI is already being used, to personalize customer experiences, power chatbots, optimize cloud resources, even detect security threats. It's not just about automating tasks anymore. It's about creating these systems that can learn and adapt, systems that can almost anticipate needs and solve problems before they even arise.
So how do businesses even prepare for this AI-driven future? Is it simply a matter of adopting the latest tools and technologies? Or is there something more fundamental, the bigger shift that needs to happen?
I think that's where strategic vision becomes so crucial. It's not enough to just jump on the AI bandwagon. Businesses really need to understand how AI fits into their overall strategy, how it can be used to create those unique value propositions, and how it will impact their industry.
Yeah.
You know, 3 years,
yeah,
5 years, 10 years down the line.
So it's not just about the tech itself. It's about understanding the broader implications and developing a clear roadmap for how they're going to leverage AI to achieve those specific business goals.
Exactly. And that's one of the things I really appreciate about Dr. Canaro's book. He doesn't just talk about the technology, but he actually provides a framework for thinking about AI strategically. You know, he encourages readers to consider the ethical implications, to think about the potential risks as well as the rewards.
He also dives into the rise of AI marketplaces and platforms, arguing that these are becoming the new battlegrounds for innovation and dominance.
Oh, absolutely. We're seeing this shift from AI being a standalone technology to AI becoming integrated to the very fabric of these ecosystems. And that creates opportunities for new players to emerge. You know, players who specialize in developing and delivering AI-powered solutions.
So it's like this whole new layer of competition is being added to the mix. And it's not just about the tech giants anymore.
Yeah.
Smaller players, startups, even research institutions can now compete on a more level playing field.
Right. And this is where collaboration becomes even more important. Dr. Canaro really stresses the need for businesses to partner with other AI players, to share knowledge and resources, and to kind of collectively drive innovation. He even argues that this collaboration is essential for ensuring that AI is developed and used ethically.
Now, speaking of the big players, Dr. Canaro dedicates a significant portion of the book to analyzing how the tech titans, companies like Amazon.Google.Microsoft, have built their empires. He breaks down their strategies, highlights their strengths and weaknesses.
What's fascinating is how each company has taken a slightly different approach.
Yeah.
You know, Amazon, for example, has really leveraged its massive scale and customer base to build this dominant platform. They were early to the cloud game, and they invested heavily in building out their infrastructure and service offerings. They also made strategic decisions to attract developers and third-party vendors, you know, to create this rich ecosystem that continues to grow.
And what about Google? They seem to have a different approach, leveraging their strengths in areas like AI and data analytics.
Oh, for sure. Google has really used its expertise in those areas to attract developers and build this vibrant AI ecosystem. Their focus on open source technologies has also been key to their success, I think, fostering collaboration and driving innovation.
And then there's Microsoft. They seem to be taking a more hybrid approach, blending their cloud offerings with their existing enterprise software suite.
Right. They've really leveraged their strong relationships with enterprise customers to kind of provide a more seamless transition to the cloud. Their strategy seems to be about integration and providing this comprehensive suite of solutions that meet the needs of businesses of all sizes.
But Dr. Canaro doesn't just focus on the giants. He also provides some really valuable insights for smaller ISVs and SaaS companies, offering advice on how they can differentiate themselves and succeed in this increasingly competitive landscape.
Yeah, he stresses the need for these companies to really focus on their unique strengths.
Yeah.
To identify those niche markets where they can excel. He encourages them to leverage cloud marketplaces to reach a wider audience. But he also warns against becoming too reliant on any single platform.
He also highlights the importance of building strategic partnerships. In this ecosystem-driven world, collaboration is key, especially for smaller players who may not have the resources to go it alone.
Exactly. It's about finding partners who complement your strengths and who can help you reach new markets or develop new offerings. You know, it's about creating that win-win situation where everyone benefits from the collaboration.
And he emphasizes the importance of understanding customer preferences. He suggests using data analytics to gain insights into what customers want and need, and then to tailor their offerings accordingly.
He's a big proponent of customer centricity, arguing that the most successful platforms are those that are built around solving real customer problems. You know, he encourages companies to constantly seek feedback from their customers and to be willing to adapt their offerings based on that feedback.
He even goes so far as to say that businesses should view their customers as partners in the innovation process. It's not just about delivering a product or service. It's about building a relationship, a dialogue, this shared journey towards creating something truly valuable.
That's a really interesting perspective, and it makes sense. You know, in today's world, customers have more choices than ever before. They're not just looking for the cheapest or the most feature-rich product. They're looking for solutions that truly meet their needs, solutions that are easy to use, reliable, and that provide that ongoing value.
And speaking of the underlying technology, Dr. Cannonero doesn't shy away from the hardware side of things. He dedicates a whole chapter to the role of chip manufacturers, highlighting how companies like NVIDIA, Intel, and AMD are crucial players in the cloud ecosystem.
Yeah, it's easy to get caught up in the software side of things. But the hardware is just as important. You know, these chip manufacturers are the ones who are developing those high-performance processors that power the cloud. They're the engines that drive all of these complex applications and services.
And we're seeing a fascinating trend where these chip manufacturers are forming strategic partnerships with cloud providers to develop these custom silicon solutions for specific workloads.
This is a really interesting development. It shows how the lines are blurring between hardware and software. How these different players are coming together to create more specialized and efficient solutions.
It's almost like the ecosystem itself is evolving, becoming more integrated and interconnected. And as this ecosystem evolves, it's clear that AI is playing this increasingly central role. You know, Dr. Cannonero really hammers home the point that AI isn't just a feature, it's a fundamental shift in how these ecosystems operate.
Yeah, he argues that AI is becoming like the new strategic weapon, you know, the key differentiator that will separate the winners from the losers in this war of the ecosystems. And he's not just talking about big data and machine learning. He's talking about the rise of generative AI, you know, the kind of AI that can create new content, new designs, new solutions that were previously unimaginable.
It's mind-blowing to think about the potential of generative AI. I mean, we're already seeing it used to create everything from realistic images and videos to personalized music, even code. It has the potential to completely revolutionize entire industries.
Yeah, and that's where Dr. Cannonero's perspective, as someone who's worked at both Google and Amazon, two companies that are at the forefront of AI development, becomes so valuable. He really understands the power of this technology. But he also recognizes the potential risks. He stresses the importance of those ethical considerations, of ensuring that AI is developed and used responsibly.
That's a crucial point. It's easy to get caught up in the excitement of this new technology, but we need to be mindful of the potential consequences. You know, we need to make sure that AI is used to benefit society as a whole, not just to further the interests of a few powerful companies.
And that's why he emphasizes the need for collaboration, not just between businesses, but between businesses, governments, and research institutions. He really believes we need this multi-stakeholder approach to AI governance to ensure that this technology is developed and used in a way that benefits everyone.
Now, before we wrap up, I want to touch on something that I found particularly inspiring by Dr. Cannonero's own personal story. You know, we talked about his journey from humble beginnings to leading global teams. But what really struck me was his resilience and his commitment to continuous learning.
Yeah, he talks about how he's always been driven by this thirst for knowledge, you know, this desire to push himself beyond his comfort zone. He even became a certified Ironman and a shark diver, challenges that most people wouldn't even dream of attempting.
He doesn't just talk about the importance of learning. He embodies it. You know, he's constantly seeking out new information, new experiences, new ways to grow. It's a mindset that I think is essential for anyone who wants to succeed in this rapidly evolving world.
Absolutely. And that's one of the key takeaways from War of the Ecosystems. It's not just about understanding the technology. It's about developing that mindset of continuous learning, adaptability, and resilience. It's about embracing change, taking risks, and never being afraid to push yourself beyond your limits.
And on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive. We've covered a lot of ground today, from the technical complexities of cloud platforms to the strategic importance of ecosystem management. But ultimately, I think the message is clear. The business landscape is changing. We're moving from a world of isolated players to a world of interconnected ecosystems, a world where collaboration, innovation, and a commitment to continuous learning are the keys to success.
And Dr. Cannonero's book really provides a roadmap, a set of tools and strategies to help you navigate this new world. He challenges us to think differently, to embrace the power of platforms, and to build businesses that are not just successful, but also sustainable and ethical.
So to our listeners, I encourage you to pick up a copy of War of the Ecosystems and dive deep into this fascinating world. Think about how these concepts apply to your own business. your own industry. Ask yourself, are you ready to join the fray? Are you prepared to fight for your place in this new digital order?
Because the war of the ecosystems is raging, and the only guarantee is that those who stand still will be left behind.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time.